Slate's Ben Williams has a pretty cool assignment. Once a week, he gets to tell us what the film critics are saying about some of the weekend's new releases. Here's Ben with this week's summary judgment.
It's almost December. Time for what the Miami Herald calls the kind of classy, dignified, vaguely dull production backed by a literary pedigree and an all-star cast that Miramax Films releases each year. The paper is referring to The Human Stain.
People are saying that you got her pregnant and she had an abortion and tried to kill herself.
What else are they saying, Nathan?
Don't you look at me like that. I'm your friend, remember?
Then act like a friend! Stop judging me and stop judging her! Jesus Christ!
This particular piece of Oscar bait is adapted from a Philip Roth novel about a college professor with an incendiary secret. But the New York Times says the filmmakers cannot hope to approximate the brilliance and rapacity of Roth's voice. Anthony Hopkins and Nicole Kidman star, and according to New York Magazine, the chemistry between these unlikely lovers is more like a testimonial for Viagra. Next is Shattered Glass, based on the journalistic fraud of Stephen Glass, a former writer for the New Republic magazine.
These Forbes guys want to come down on you. They're highly suspicious about some of the material in that article. Now, Steve, if we can find Hyatt, I can back him off for a day or two. Okay?
Okay, I'll get my notes.
Okay.
This film gives reviewers the chance to vent about the state of their own profession. Shattered Glass will teach you something about ethics gone awry, pontificates the New York Observer. On the opposite side of the aisle, the New Yorker wonders scornfully if Hollywood will turn next to a major dust-up over late-bottled port in the pages of Decanter. Somewhere in the middle is Slate's David Plotz, who says that, as an editor, I found this suspenseful. Hitchcock for the J-School crowd. As a civilian, I didn't care very much. There were no dead bodies, after all. Apparently, Plotz prefers watching mechanical dolls on the street corner. And finally, we have Alien, the director's cut. Ridley Scott's revision of his 1979 horror classic is minimal, but according to the San Francisco Chronicle, the update still feels like a streamlined improvement on the original. Nobody feels shortchanged by the lack of extra footage, though. Says the Boston Globe, quote, 7 crew members, a rusting salvage ship 10 months from Earth, and one ever-morphing, near-pornographic fiend. That's all Alien has, and all it needs to have. And the Minneapolis Star Tribune says we should remember that Sigourney Weaver's character Ripley opened the way for all the competent and courageous action heroines of the next 2 decades.
Slate's Ben Williams with today's summary judgment.